This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
I'm here. No, I'm not.
We turned around, he was gone.
Will who?
Will Kennedy. That's him. Talking about the brief decade when he wasn't the drummer for the legendary contemporary jazz group, the Yellow Jackets. The band visited the KNKX studios for a session in 2023 and talked about how they've managed to endure for 40 years. That's Intrigue from the Yellow Jackets' 2023 session. The band's pianist Russell Ferrante told us about the intrigue surrounding their early days in the late 1970s as a trio with Jimmy Haslip and Ricky Lawson bass and drums backing guitarist Robin Ford. They almost broke up before they'd begun.
Robin continued doing solo projects. We all thought that was the end of the band. We had really been built around him, and he's such a dynamic and amazing musician. But we persevered.
Saxophonist Mark Russo replaced Ford's guitar to help keep the Yellow Jackets together in the early 80s. And Ferrante said that the mid-80s edition of drummer Will Kennedy was crucial, though, as we heard him joking earlier, Kennedy also left the band. Briefly, he explained.
I actually thought I was finished being a Yellow Jacket, and for some reason those threads wouldn't come off of me. 10 years later, I inquired again, and we, of course, kept in contact. We're all one big happy family.
That's Will Kennedy's tune Samaritan from the Yellow Jackets studio session in 2023. In the late 1980s, saxophonist Bob Mintzer replaced Mark Russo, though Mintzer told us that his first encounter with the band came under the smoky cloud of a bad omen.
They were playing in New York at the Blue Note, and I show up at the Blue Note, and the club was on fire, and everybody was standing out on the street. That was our first meeting, and I thought, what does this mean?
Jazz club fires didn't stop the Yellow Jackets. Through the years, and several bass players, including current bandmate Dane Alderson, it's their music that's earned them dozens of awards and chart-topping albums, including their embrace of musical technology. That unusual sound you hear is Bob Mintzer's electronic wind instrument. Ferrante says they love the new musical toys, but technology doesn't define the Yellow Jackets.
The advent of MIDI, you know, in the early 80s, and we use sequencers a lot on recordings and live performance. I think actually we've been moving in the opposite direction the last few years, more toward an acoustic sound.
That's the Yellow Jackets playing Inevitable Outcome here at KNKX. Maybe it wasn't inevitable, but the band has earned great success through the years with catchy, soulful compositions merging jazz with contemporary R&B. Russell Ferrante explained the common thread of Yellow Jackets music.
The music always has a strong groove, and as Bob often says, you're tapping your foot, you don't exactly know why. You know, music that's really, you know, carefully composed, but also there's room for improvisation and interaction.
Pianist Russell Ferrante, saxophonist Bob Mintzer, bassist Dane Alderson, and drummer Will Kennedy. For more than 40 years, the Yellow Jackets groove on. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.